America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to Blissful Living. I'm Cynthia Leslie, your host. And today we are going to talk about a subject that's very dear to my heart and something that I think we should all actually be very concerned about and actively doing something about. We need to be having an open conversation about this. Is freedom of speech on its deathbed? I'm sad to say, but I believe it's been limping along for quite a few years now. And in the last couple of years, I have seen I've seen freedom of speech take some serious punches, and the encroachment on it is getting to the point where there is no return. I'm not a fear monger. I actually don't believe in living in it from a fear-based living at all. I don't believe that we should have mass media that utilizes fear to control us. I mean, that has been going on long enough and I'm tired of it. But we're losing our freedom of speech in all of these tiny different ways that are adding up to very serious topic that we really need to be having an open conversation about, because we cannot continue to pretend that problems don't exist simply because we don't want to talk about them. You know, and the freedoms that we love so much are being taken away. And not just that, people in the world are starting to lose respect for America. Not just, America, but Americans and our politicians, for obvious reasons, they're losing respect for our politicians, but they're losing respect for American Americans because we're putting up with this crap. And not only that, we're serving a lot of it to other countries by allowing it to happen here. And then that encourages it to happen other places. I happen to be an independent and a conservative, which I'm not ashamed to admit. Don't care what you think about that, but I do think it's important for us to be able to state what we feel and believe without fear of repercussion or being made fun of or being attacked. It's one thing for other people to have an opinion, but we should all feel comfortable to say what we really think and feel. And it has gotten to the place in this country where, I travel a lot and I speak to people everywhere I go, and I am watching people clench their mouths, button their lips, and cringe the minute any topic is brought up that actually requires an opinion. Because A, they don't either want to express an opinion, or B, they're afraid to give their actual opinion because they're afraid they're going to be canceled or attacked by somebody. And because we've let social media just get out of control in so many ways, on both sides, it's time for us to have some really honest conversations about what we're allowing to happen in our country. On Blissful Living, we talk about things like spirituality, meditation, consciousness, and manifestation. We also talk about current affairs and topics that affect our ability to live the way that we want to, in the way that is healthy for humanity. While those may seem disjointed, they're not. If we can't have freedom of speech, then we're going to have a really hard time telling people to manifest whatever they want. Because if you don't have freedom of speech, guess what? That starts to eat away at your ability to make your dreams come true. So we all need to have this conversation. And I'm going to give you guys some, you know, just it's a little bit of history and some background. I mean, gosh, we all know what the First Amendment means, but it's nice to have ourselves reminded of these things. You know, this is about having conversation about some hard truths. And sometimes we're talking about here about spirituality and hard truths that you have to have with your, you know, conversations you have to have with yourself about yourself. And sometimes we're having a conversation about things that we need to be talking about ourselves as a culture and as a country. You know, we no longer believe what we read. We no longer believe what we read, what we hear, what we see, what we watch, and even what we say. And why, you know, and that last one really kills me, because I think a lot of people actually don't believe that. But in truth, if we're only quoting things that we hear from other sources, then that is the truth. We don't even know if the news that we're repeating to other people is factual. And that's a pretty sick place to get. I mean, I do know that in history, news is written by the, you know, the people who win, but at least on some level, there was, you know, some fact checking that went on. There was some proof that was demanded. And now it's such a free for all. We literally can't even repeat the things that we hear on the news or in social media, because we don't even know if they're true. Another hard truth is, Google is not a fact platform. It's a business, and it is so easy. I know I forget it all the time. I use Google all the time. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't, but I do get concerned when I see that we forget that Googling something does not actually mean that you have proven to yourself or myself that the information that I'm getting is actually accurate or actually even truth. And because it's become so systematic, you know, it's hard to actually prove the truth of anything anymore. And that's scary enough without it encroaching on our freedom of speech. Mass media is capitalism feasting on fear. If we did not see that during the coronavirus, I don't think there'll ever be another time in history where it is more blatantly obvious that mass media doesn't give a crap about you. They don't give a crap about humanity. They only give a crap about the bottom line, because it's built on the whole principle of capitalism. And what sells news media, what gets people to keep turning in and tuning in and tuning in, is addiction of some kind. And that addiction is based on fear, because fear is what drives our negative selves. And that's why media uses it. Social media, which was supposedly, you know, and I've been around long enough to have watched mass media build up and become what it eventually has become. I've been around long enough to been working in business as social media and Google became things that were actually used in business. Social media used to be a bastion of freedom of speech. But it is not. It is no longer a bastion of freedom of speech. It is also business, and it is also so concerned with manipulating everybody, because it's a business that makes money and has earnings to report, that, you know, it's not about your rights. There, you know, and this is, a lot of people forget this, but something that I have to be reminded to at work a lot of times in my work is that a lot of times what companies are making decisions about has nothing to do with what's right and what's humane. It's about legalities and about whether or not they're going to get sued. So I think in a lot of cases, what's happening with these social media platforms is they're trying to please the majority of their customers, which tend to be left-leaning liberals, let's be honest. And I have no problem with liberals. I have tons of liberal friends. My concern is with the two extremes on both sides. But I have watched freedom of speech be chipped away and chipped away to the point where we're at a place where we're getting to a point of no return. And that makes me very concerned. So I've decided to make this episode about the death of freedom of speech and my concern that we are actually to the place of the point of no return. Not only does it no longer exist, we're at the point of it where it might actually go extinct. So if you care about freedom of speech, please share this episode and please discuss it with your friends. Please comment, like, and support the channel so that we can have places where we can have these tough conversations. So freedom of speech means free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. And that should also kind of sometimes say social media, but you know, I understand why it can't say it there. Our forefathers were extremely clear about some things, not everything, but they were pretty clear about a lot of things. And with freedom of speech, the First Amendment right goes, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Well, I could give you examples on just about every point in there of things that I have read about in the last week alone or found out about in the last week alone in news media where that is proving to no longer be the case. And we're not even seeing a lot of these stories because they're not being covered by news media because they're all in collusion together. And that may sound like fear mongering, but it's not. That's facts. Facts. The media does not report stories that are inconvenient to it. And if it has advertisers like JP Morgan, which supports the fossil fuel industry on the most epic level of any company in the world, then when a scientist of huge note and respect chains themselves to a building and gets dragged away by riot police, we don't hear about it because mass media and social media are supported by companies like JP Morgan, and they have to cover their backsides by making sure that content doesn't get around. I mean, that to me is very scary. So, you know, these are all examples that I'm seeing that as an intuitive empath send red flags up for me, and they should be sending red flags up for you because these are happening by the thousand every single day. The five freedoms that the First Amendment protects are speech, religion, press, assembly, and the right to petition the government. And some of those, honestly, I mean, if you watch what's happening with social media, they are really attacking anybody who's conservative in any business or media that is conservative. And I'll give you guys some examples of that in a minute. But, you know, these are very serious issues. These five things, these are what make us America. These are what built our reputation in the world. These are what made people admire our country and copy it all over the world. We're losing. I mean, foreign countries and foreign dignitaries do not have the respect for this country that they used to. And we can't just blame that on the current administration. This has been something that's been falling down for years. It's very comparable to our capitalism system and why it's collapsing. You know, it's like the snake that eats itself. You know, it had to keep eating itself to keep it going until now. Everyone's just done. We're all over it. We're all sick of the hours. We're sick of giving our lifeblood for some fantasy American dream that puts us all into debt. It's craziness. You know, there's some things that about the First Amendment that a lot of people, I sometimes see this in the media and it's like, you know, that's actually interesting because I don't think they know that. But these are things that are interesting to know. There is no legal age where you're, you know, about freedom of speech. You get freedom of speech no matter what your age is, the day you were born. There is no citizenship requirement. Sometimes I have to stop myself from rolling my eyes when I hear people say things like, well, if you're not even a citizen, well, that doesn't prevent the person from having the right to say what they think. You know, doesn't matter. The First Amendment is neither a left-wing or a right-wing thing. It's supposed to be used for social and political change. That is what the whole point of the First Amendment is and our freedom of speech. It is to continue to keep the balance in our country so that everyone's points of view gets heard. It is not supposed to protect the people who are in power or the richest or have the most powerful businesses simply because it's inconvenient what someone else is saying, or what I think is even more insidious is that someone else may have an opinion that we or some organization like a social media platform doesn't agree with or is afraid to be seen as endorsing. And so they'll find a way to shut that opinion down and call it, you know, a threat or something like that because they want to please other people. And, you know, I don't care what your opinion is. The whole point of freedom of speech is that we're all allowed to actually say, even if we're wrong, even if it's not accurate, we're allowed to say things that we believe or that we want to fight for. That's just what freedom of speech is about. The First Amendment doesn't prevent private employers from setting their own rules either. You also have the right to receive information. So some examples of things that have profoundly disturbed me in recent time, and there's so many that it's scary. And, you know, I was actually kind of frightened by how few I was able to find that there were tons that I have known about over the years that I wasn't able to find proof of when I was looking it up and researching it. That's what happens when private businesses or businesses in this country are the primary sources of information. If you don't think that your information is being controlled and you're being fed a very specific agenda, you know, that's a whole other episode, because that's equally as frightening as the loss of our freedom of speech. But whether or not you...
Find out what all the fuss is about. Memory Mansion by Shaman Isis is the best-selling self-love memoir that reads like a thriller. Available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
When the coronavirus started, I tried to have conversations with people about some of my concerns. And not only did some of the most rational people I know become completely incapable of even debating the conversation, debating whether or not we should be giving every single woman and man in this country a vaccine, but I was not allowed to have that conversation with anyone. There was no having a debate a couple of years ago. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. You know, we should be able to ask those questions. We shouldn't be shut up because other people don't find it convenient. And frankly, in my opinion, from what my experience, and I'm 52, I've got a lot of experience on this planet, and my intuition has been saying for a couple of years now that the entire coronavirus was used by people to get us all back in line, like good little doggies. Because when the Capitol riots happened, and I'm not endorsing, you know, any kind of destruction or danger in any way, shape, or form. It's just something that happened. I believe that caused so much concern that it has justified a lot of behavior that would have never happened 20 years ago in this country, 10 years ago in this country. It would have never been allowed to happen. You know, when I was very young, there was something called thalidomide babies. A vaccine had been created. It was given to women, pregnant women, and they gave birth to some terribly deformed children. I mean, it was really tragic. And I went to school with some of the babies that survived that. And I would try to explain to people that was one of the reasons why I was so concerned. You know, we were giving people injections that we still don't know what they're capable of. And these women were giving birth to babies. They were given a vaccine and they were giving birth to babies that were severely deformed. And, you know, I couldn't even get people to have a conversation about setting aside, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred men and women and some children and putting them on an island somewhere, you know, just in case, you know, we needed to actually repopulate the planet. But you couldn't even have that conversation, and that may sound a bit extreme, but honestly, those are the realities when we're dealing with a pandemic. But, you know, Joe Rogan is probably a really big example that comes to mind about someone that, you know, was being threatened with having his podcast, his very popular podcast, yanked because he was expressing his own opinions. And sure, this is not about whether or not you agree with people. Let me be very clear. I don't care how much it sets off your blood pressure. It is not about you or your opinion or me and my opinion about someone else's opinion. It is someone else's show. And if we can't have shows where we express our genuine and authentic opinion, we are in way more danger than even I realize. I mean, I'm getting very, very concerned about where we're at. You know, he was very much threatened and get threatened with the whole cancel culture thing, which is very sick and very pervasive. And we need to reboot that immediately. If you don't find cancel culture disturbing on every conceivable level, then honestly, I'm not sure how deeply have you been indoctrinated? You know, I think, and hopefully most of you agree with me here, but you know, if you don't, I would love to hear from you. I want other people's opinions. I want people to have conversation and debate about these things. We're all allowed to think whatever we want. That's why I started this show, so that I could share my truth and my beliefs. And if you have different ones, then please, you know, let's hear them, or get your own show so that you can express your opinion and help me carry freedom of speech forward, because that's what our world is about. Another example that comes to mind, and oh, this one really absolutely terrifies me. So the Babylon Bee is a conservative Christian media company, and I believe it's classified as a media company. They posted a Twitter that asking a legitimate actual question, which whether you agree with it or not, it's actually a question because the person was technically has children. And, you know, whether or not, again, this is not about people having freedom of choice and being able to choose to be whatever they want to. They expressed an opinion on Twitter, and Twitter closed their account down for an opinion, what is literally an opinion. And whether or not you like humor isn't the point. Humor is still freedom of speech, whether you find it funny or not. Freedom of speech is black and white. I mean, there is no, you know, it's just nuts. And yes, people say some pretty horrendous things, but that's what comes with freedom of speech. And hopefully anybody who's that, you know, extreme, gets a chance to get the other side of point of view, because that's what freedom of speech is really about. But anyway, Twitter stopped their account. But what I found so scary when I looked into this story isn't the fact that, I mean, I wasn't surprised that Twitter would kowtow to the left and say, oh, humor's not okay, or asking a question's not okay. You know, if it's your opinion, they won't actually remove the tweet themselves. So the account is frozen. So if the information that they put up there is so harmful, why did Twitter not remove it themselves? Because of freedom of speech, because they support freedom of speech, but they shut the account down? No, what I believe they're doing, and I agreed with there was a couple of articles where they mentioned this, but what they're doing is telling someone else, if you want to use your account, we demand that you remove it yourself, which is basically like forcing us to kneel at the altar of Twitter, which I found very disturbing. Do you guys understand that if it's truly about the information, if it's truly about it being offensive and hurting and harming other people, then why would Twitter not take it down themselves? Why would you force someone else to do it and then get into sort of a pissing contest, which is what that is with them? And, you know, maybe it's for the press. I don't know. But it certainly appears to be about forcing other people to kowtow to somebody else's wishes, because it, you know, it creates a power dynamic. Hopefully that was clear. That enforcement of making someone else bow to you and delete something is a power move. That should scare the shit out of all of us, whether you're a conservative or a left-leaning liberal, or just, you know, a liberal. And so those were, oh, there was one more example that came to mind. There was an essay collection that was nominated for a literary award, and that essay collection was then pulled from the nomination for a PEN America Award, which I'm a huge supporter of PEN. I've actually worked at that event before a couple times, actually, and really it was incredible. So they do incredible advocacy work. But this author who went on Twitter and supported another author with their opinion had their essay collection removed from consideration for a major award because they went on social media and defended a friend of theirs. These are all examples that just have, they literally have me just, you know, wow. I mean, I'm speechless that we've actually gotten here. So those are just some minor examples. If those don't tell you that we are seriously to the point of no return with freedom of speech, I beseech you, if you agree, to please share this video, share a clip of this video, please comment, like, and please subscribe to Blissful Living, because it's new, it's conservative, and it's as honest as I can be about my life and my experiences. And hopefully all of my guests will feel comfortable being completely honest and open about their life and experiences, because that's really what social media is supposed to be about. But it goes beyond that. You know, I hear this a lot, you know, oh, go vote. Well, guess what? Voting's not enough, especially when the pool of candidates is so lame. I literally cannot think of two politicians that I respect. I can't. It's gotten that bad. But we must be willing to have honest conversations. So please go forward and have honest conversation with people about what you've heard here, or if it's jogged some thoughts of your own in regard to your fear about freedom of speech being on its deathbed. Please go out and consider running for office. Consider getting someone that you know that's really great to consider running for office, because we need people in politics that are willing to speak about the hard truths. We really do. So we can keep our beautiful country as inspiring as it's been, you know, in the 50s, and the 60s, and the 70s, because America really did have such an extraordinary impact on the world, and we're losing that. And I don't want to see that happen, and I certainly don't want to see our freedom of speech go away. Anyway, I wish all of you a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, please meditate after this and get into your most positive frame of mind, because conversations like this can be tough, and it is not meant to create fear. It is meant to help create change. Anyway, I'm Cynthia Leslie, and that's Blissful Living. Namaste, and have a beautiful night. Thank you. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.